and it was ours, it wasn't mother's. Mm-hmm. And we did our own task, like Edith delivered the milk to grandmother. At a certain time, grandmother thought Edith was such a sweet little girl because every afternoon at 6 o'clock, she brought her a bucket of milk.
Oh, she did.
But Edith met her boyfriend, and he walked to
halfway
with her, and they stood on the corner and talked, and then they walked back home.
Mm-hmm.
And he walked her home, and Edith wasn't as sweet as grandmother thought she was because any one of us would have done it if we'd had a boyfriend that close to And, but each one had our own thing to do. Mine was cleaning the bathtub.
Oh.
And we cleaned the bathtub with coal oil.
Oh, you did?
We didn't have scouring powder or anything like that then. And we had P&G soap and bath soap. So we used coal oil on a rag to clean the bathtub to get the grit and the grime. And I had to clean the bathtub every day because there were so many hours. We all had to wash the tub out when we got through, but the tub had to be cleaned. And that was my job, to clean the lavatories and the bathtubs. And to this good day, I hate to clean a bathtub. Anybody else can clean a bathtub, but I don't like it. But from the time I could remember, I cleaned the bathtubs and the lavatories.
Well, you were saying that you couldn't... You were not even allowed to say darn or anything like that.
We didn't use any slang.
No slang at all. What if you were, for example, if or your mother had been very surprised by something, would she ever use something like, oh, the idea or...
Oh, mercy.
Oh, is that what she said?
Mercy.
I was wondering about
mercy.
That because it...
Now, behind her back would say, gee, golly, gosh, darn, deuce, devil, damn, hellfire, brimstone, damn, damn, damn. And that was as wicked as we ever did.
As wicked
but
as you
she
could.
Didn't hear us say it.
Uh-huh.
And we, if we'd just get kind of provoked, we'd say, gee, golly, gosh, darn. But if we were real provoked, if we wanted to say a whole lot of ugly words, it was, gee, golly, gosh, darn, deuce, devil, damn, hellfire, brimstone, damn, damn, damn.
Well, now, now, I bet you were corrected, like, you would not be able to say it, or you probably, I'm sure you never said, it ain't me. You'd have to say...
It isn't.
It isn't.
Ain't is not in the vocabulary.
That would not be...
And, no, ain't was an ugly word.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't a good word.
Mm-hmm. That would be something that you
It would
say.
Be something that we didn't say.
Well, how about if one of your brothers or sisters had some candy and one of the others didn't get any, would they say, well, they were upset because you'd say, well, he wouldn't give me
any.
They put it that way.
Mm-hmm.
And if you, like, well, if you did something like you went fishing and if you didn't catch any fish, would you say, I didn't
catch any?
Didn't catch any.
One time we went to the Baptist church. The Presbyterians didn't have protected meetings often. We did have a few revivals, but they were, you could count on one hand how many we've had in our church since I've been going to it, which has been over 50 years. And we went to the Baptist church, and I wasn't used to their way of doing things, and the preacher asked everybody that had ever stolen anything to raise their hand. And I raised my hand high. And my sisters were there, and they were just most humiliated because I had stolen something. They beat me home real fast to tell Mama. Mama called me in the room by myself to discuss it with me of what I had stolen.
Oh.
And I got prayed over there, too.